Well, whenever I hear that great, you know, if your eye is bad, you know, your body will be filled with darkness, you know. And of course, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, thank God what Jesus was talking about was spiritual darkness and not just the physical darkness. It's getting dark in here, got to say, on the physical level, but on the spiritual level, there's a lot of good light that's coming through the physical darkness. But be it that as it may, let me get to the point at hand and what Jesus is trying to say. What he's talking about by using the metaphor of an eye is, it's what are you looking for? What is it that we're looking for? And of course, that's what Jesus you know, is trying to say, because in the first part, you know, he says, where your heart is, there also, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. So I think we can infer from these two passages, right, that what we're looking for is what we're living for. What we're living for is what we're looking for. It kind of works both ways. They reinforce one another. And of course, what Jesus is talking about is not what we're looking for in the physical world, but it's what we're looking for in terms of our meaning in life, what we're looking for in terms of our happiness, what we're looking for to get fulfillment, what we're looking for to have a successful and a good life. And it's that kind of attitude that he's describing. And what he wants to say is, look, if we're, you know, looking for the darkness, if that's where we think our meaning is going to come from, if we're looking not for, you know, the light of God, the light of Christ, the light of love, the light of one another, the light of virtue, the light of being contributive, if we're not looking for that kind of light, but instead we're focused on things that will lead us into the darkness, right? If we're focused on things that are way superficial for us, right, that are never going to satisfy, mere material things, mere ego comparative things, mere status, mere respect and popularity, if we're focused even on doing anything to get to those material and ego comparative satisfactions, right? So if we're focused on things that so much that they'll lead to envy, and they'll lead to greed, and they'll lead to lust, and they'll lead to pride, and they'll lead to all these things that will undermine us, the so-called seven deadly sins, how dark will the darkness be? And the reason that he is saying it that way is because, of course, he's trying to teach us, right, that once we start going down that path, once we start, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but it feels good to do so. But I mean, the point that I'm trying to get to is, once we start getting on that path of looking for the wrong things, of looking for the wrong meaning, of looking for the wrong fulfillment, it's so easy to start slipping in to envy and greed and pride and lust and anger and all these things that are going to undermine us. And so what he is saying is, once we start doing that, you know, we start getting controlled not by the Holy Spirit. We're being controlled by the evil spirit. And the evil spirit, he's really dark. How dark will the darkness be? So what Jesus is asking us to do in this gospel reading is a twofold thing. It's first to look for the light. To look for the light of Christ's truth, number one. Number two is to look for our true meaning in life, our true fulfillment, our true happiness, our true success, our true identity, by getting it through where Christ is pointing us to. That is to say, to faith and to love and to hope, right? But above all, right, to faith in him and to love of our brothers and sisters, right? Caritas in veritate. And the idea then for Jesus is, if that's what we're looking for in this life, the light of Christ, and to serve the light of Christ in this life, and we accumulate those treasures, and we try to leave a legacy of those treasures, and which are defining of our heart, then for all intents and purposes, right, we will become images of him, and we will store up for ourselves treasure in heaven. And when we do that, we, of course, will inherit the fullness of eternal life and joy with him in the unconditional love of his heavenly kingdom, which will be unsurpassable in its joy, unsurpassable in its meaning, unsurpassable in the eternal relationship to which it calls us. And that's what Jesus is saying in real simple terms. Really be conscious of what you're looking for your meaning in life. Really be conscious of what you're looking for your happiness and your success and your fulfillment and your quality of life. Because what you're looking for will be what you're living for. And what you're living for will be what you're looking for. And in the end, it will determine who you are. It will determine your heart. And it will determine your future dignity and destiny in the Lord. No, I'm preaching the choir, but nevertheless, what wisdom we have been given, which starts with what we merely seek. Amen.